Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
90%.
Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Financial Guys podcast, the show where money meets politics. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas. And of course, we are the Financial Guys. And we are going to talk, I guess, more politics today than money. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of money. But I mean, honest to gosh, there's so much going on, not only in Western New York, but in New Hampshire and Iowa. I mean, there's going to be some clips we're going to play today. So you can hear the audio, of course, if you've downloaded this podcast or you're listening to it on your iPhone or Spotify, iTunes, the store, or the Google Android store, whatever. But we're also going to play some videos as well to go along with the sound clip. So if you get a chance and you want to see some of these videos, some are priceless. You may want to go to our YouTube channel if you aren't there now and pick this up on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel, the Financial Guys YouTube channel, where you can find a lot of our different videos, including our podcast that we put out each and every week. We also do a number of radio shows across the country. This show coming up this weekend will be simulcasting both on WBEN, WHAM in Rochester, and WFTL down in South Florida. We have a very special guest, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, former Congressman Alan West, will be on the program on Saturday. We are super excited about that. We've had the opportunity in the past to interview Mr. West, and he's just an incredible individual. To be honest with you, I think that that Alan West is partly responsible for Donald Trump in a way. And why I say that is because he's the one who, one of the few Republicans that actually had a backbone that stood up to some of these lefty, lunatics and said, what are you talking about? Like, while you were in your basement tweeting people, I was overseas fighting for your freedom to be an idiot.
He's great. He's just full of class.
Yeah, class act.
He's a leader, and you just want to follow him, right? I mean, I'm telling you, I've got a man crush on this guy.
Absolutely.
So excited to be a part of Saturday's show. It's going
to
be great.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him back in full time in politics. They're trying to, I guess, recruit him to become the Republican committeeman for Texas, state of Texas.
Nice.
So, I would love
to
see him.
Guy.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if he's living in Texas now.
Well, he'll be out of our district down there.
I know. Well, we got, he lost because they found, if you remember correctly, they found a bunch of ballots in the trunk of a car,
as they
normally do. So Patrick Murphy, the DWI, individual, the son of the...
That actually shocked me that he was able to pull that off.
He cheated.
Finding votes or not. I mean, he did cheat.
He cheated. I mean, Alan West won that race. And then, wait a minute, which county can we go to that's going to be liberal? Oh, well, St. Lucie County. Oh, perfect.
Car.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's just a joke, Well, good news now is that we have Brian Mast, beat out Pat Murphy. I mean, talk about a loser. He thought he would be able to run for Senate. He got absolutely shellacked, and now hopefully he's washing cars somewhere.
Brian's another crazy guy, too.
Yeah, well, Brian's a great guy. We'll get him on the show as well. Brian Mast is obviously a war veteran. He lost his legs, fighting for our freedom, and he's now our congressman in the South Florida district, which is fantastic. So we'll try to get him on the show in the future as well. I got a bunch of sound clips today. We'll try to get right to them. One of these is really a local story out of Buffalo, and this is actually now making national news. So New York has gone to sanctuary state status. On top of that, though, they have passed what they call the green light law. So you got all kinds of, buffoonery going on in New York, right? You've got the green light law. You've got the, driver's licenses for illegal aliens. That's the green light law. You've got the bail reform bill. You've got the bill that allows criminals to go back to the crime scene so that they can, prepare for their court case. Most ridiculous thing. But I mean, honest to gosh, but
can you imagine that? I know we've talked about it, but that is absurd. Could you imagine somebody back in your house that robbed your house
Right, it's crazy.
Can't imagine
I'm
that.
Telling you, they would be leaving in a horizontal fashion. I'm just telling you, that's just the way it would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
They'd be going out in a body bag.
I'd say take one step in the door, and here's a baseball bat to knock out your legs.
You're done. Exactly. It's just insanity. So DHS, Department of Homeland Security, this week said, guess what? No more Nexus passes. The global entry is coming next. Here's what they said, though, and of course, you know, Kathy Hochul.
States like New York and California are putting the rest of the country that has a brain in their head in jeopardy.
Well, Kathy Hochul, you talk about, you know, lack of a brain in her head. Kathy Hochul completely missed the mark on this. And we'll play the audio of that clip as well later in today's show. I mean, she came out and said, well, that's not right. It says right on the driver's license, not a citizen. But then what the DHS came out and said is, oh, no, it's not just about the fact that you're issuing driver's licenses. The other part of the law blocks the records from ICE and immigration enforcement. So what they're saying is we can no longer look into the New York State DMV records, which means that we can no longer look into vet people. And we'll play that audio. They bring up a good point. But let me start with this.
How ridiculous is that? Think about that. They pull you over and they can't look into your background. You and I, they can look into our background.
Of course.
Legal? No way.
No way. Let me start with this, though. This is the bail reform bill in New York. And this is an interview on Channel 2 with Dave McKinley, who is really honest to gosh. And no offense to anybody else, but he's the only actual reporter in Western New York. I don't know what the rest of you folks are doing. I mean, you're being paid. I see you around town. But, you know, nobody cares about the fluff piece at the Galleria Mall anymore. Nobody cares about, you know, the special interest piece about the, you know, the puppy who we found a home. Okay, what we care about is the fact that people are actually dying out there because New York State politicians, predominantly Democrats, have passed a law that allows people to be just simply released. It's a catch and release program. Now, of course, we all knew that most of these folks wouldn't show up for the court case, but apparently the rest of the community is just figuring this out. Let me play this clip.
Do we not have the best DAs, though, for as far as interviews go in the country?
Yes, we really do.
They're just, but Flynn, and you're going to hear the video, Flynn's a Democrat. And he's, like, shocked at this.
Right.
What are you shocked
They're
about?
They're all shocked.
You voted for him. You supported Andrew Cuomo and his buddies. I don't understand what you're shocked about.
But honest to God, though, I mean, you could take, like, an 8-year-old, right, and say, okay, little 8-year-old, if you arrest somebody for a crime and you don't compel them to come back in some way, like monetarily with bail, what do you think the probability of them showing back up in court would be? Most 8-year-olds would get it. Most
these are criminals, right? These aren't high-class, high-integrity type people. These are criminals.
Right, right. Yeah. No, they'll show back
way,
up on their own will.
All it takes is one to do real damage, right?
Well, they've done it. They've done real damage. There's a 92-year-old woman that would be alive today in New York City had they just made one phone call. There's a 32-year-old individual with a family that would be alive today had they just made a phone call.
Right.
We're going to do a whole show on that. I'm going to get all the list of all the victims and the people who were responsible for not making the phone call. And I hope that DHS and the president goes forth with allowing people to sue elected officials in sanctuary cities if crime happens to their family or, God forbid, they lose a loved one.
Yeah,
let me play this
their
clip,
wallet, by the way, that'll end it. And then Trump's
exactly.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, let's play the video.
The state's new bail reform law means that judges cannot detain people for a lot of crimes anymore. So what happens if they don't show up for court?
And as we hear from Two on Your Side's Dave McKinley tonight, prosecutors are just getting a handle on this
just
new reality.
Just getting a handle on it. Just figuring
out. An article in the Jamestown Post-Journal has it that since the bail reforms went into effect, there's been 107 occasions in that city where folks charged with crimes for which bail can no longer be set have failed to show up in court. We wanted to know how many times it's happened in Buffalo City Court, but the clerk there told us they don't keep numbers on that, and we got a...
Come on! They don't keep numbers on that, my ass. Bull crap, they don't keep numbers
now,
on that.
We don't know.
Come on.
So what that tells you, Glenn, is they have no clue.
Wait a
they
minute.
They have no clue.
No,
how could you
false.
Not keep numbers on that?
That
how
is...
could you not keep numbers on that, right? So that what they're telling you is we have no clue who should or should not come back. How
you are fake news.
That is absolute fake news. Absolute fake news. You absolutely keep those numbers. That is bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm calling it out.
Little
total
Jamestown's
bullshit.
Got 107. Could you imagine what the city of Buffalo's at?
Oh.
Could you imagine
they know.
What the city of
I know exactly
at?
What the city of Buffalo's at. They have the records. You mean to tell me that you didn't keep records of how many people you arrested and you can't cross those with the court records of who showed up? Yeah. You are such a liar. You're a liar.
They have to.
You
have
are
to, right?
a liar.
You are fake news.
You're supposed to give them, guess what, 48-hour notice?
Come
so now
on.
We got to set up a whole new government agency to notify these people that they're supposed to be back
Please.
In
Flynn knows exactly what the numbers are. You're a liar. I'm telling you, you're a liar.
Well, a response from the Office of Court Administration, which oversees all courts in Western New York. Erie County DA John Flynn doesn't know either, other than to say...
It happens every day.
But he'd like to find out.
We are meeting tomorrow with the representatives in OCA that cover the justice courts.
Yeah, we'll
and
be on top of
we're going to see if we can't devise some kind of a system to track it.
Under bail reform...
Gee, what kind of system would we have that would compel people to come back to court?
Could you imagine implementing this without having some kind of a system in place, though?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact of the matter is they're saying, okay, we're going to let you all out and then figure it out after.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, just asinine.
That's liberalism.
Yeah.
Classic progressive liberalism.
It's a mental illness. Like, I want to medicate these people.
It's unreal. Let's just finish this because if we can get to the rest of it, this is like a 3-minute clip. But this,
yeah, sorry, it's
No. I can't. I stopped it. It's unreal. It's hard to believe. You can't not get through it. It's really hard to believe.
There's now a lengthy list of charges, including felonies, for which a judge cannot set bail. Instead, the person charged is given an appearance ticket. Before bail reform, if they didn't show up in court here, a judge would issue a bench warrant for their arrest. But now, there is a 48-hour grace period during which all efforts have to be made to contact the accused and remind them they need to come in.
And if they don't, then it can issue the bench warrant.
But even if you are then brought in on a bench warrant...
Then what happens?
You walk out the door. He can't hold you.
Even though I was brought in on a bench warrant for not showing up.
Correct. Correct.
This is the...
So you broke the law, we let you go. You break the law again, we let you go.
This is the Democrat law. This is a Democrat law. I want to be clear about this. The Democrats put this law in place with no thought about what the consequences to the rest of the community would be. And now all of a sudden they're like, well, what happens if you issue a bench warrant? We they didn't show up for the first time. We bring them back in. And then what?
Yeah.
Oh, then we release them again.
You got a bunch of Democrats who are still supporting
stupidity.
Right? Crystal People put together a press conference.
Well, it's racist not to. It's racist not to.
How great it was. This is great.
These people are morons. These are mental midgets, as you point out. These people, honest to God, are devoid of intellectual thought. They just, this makes us feel good. Oh, releasing criminals because that might seem to be racist makes us really feel good. How's it going to feel when your family gets stabbed to death in the night because somebody breaks into your house that was released for the third time?
And to your point, Glenn, the people that are going to get hurt the worst out of this are the inner city people, right?
Yes.
The majority of these crimes are being done in the inner city.
Yep.
We let them go back into the inner city for the most part. Not that the suburbs aren't going to get hurt too, because they will. Everybody will get hurt, but the majority of these crimes will happen right back in the city. They'll be drug related. They'll go right back into breaking and entering in the east side of Buffalo, right back and hurting the very people that are letting them out.
The fact that we have to then exhaust all resources within 48 hours to remind them to show back up. If you're a police officer,
you
remind your child to study for the test. You remind your children to do their homework, right?
Right.
You shouldn't have to remind criminals, oh, by the way, you didn't show up for court. We're going to issue a bench warrant. And if we do, what are they going to say? Who cares? Issue a bench warrant.
Yeah.
Kiss my behind. You're going to release me again. They know it, and the word is out now. And we might as well put a welcome mat out for criminals. Please come to Western New York. By the way, speaking of criminals in Western New York, we're now going to become a climate refugee site, I guess. So Buffalo is well suited, according to the UN and these elitists, to be the perfect spot for people that are fleeing, you know, climate strife around the world. What a joke. Let me finish this clip.
How could Buffalo be okay? I thought it was rising sea level. Wouldn't it be rising Lake Erie as well, Lake Ontario?
You'd think, wouldn't you?
As
soon as Al Gore moves to Buffalo, I'll believe it.
Another court date probably set.
You get another court date set up.
I don't show up for that.
Okay, now.
Now, what might seem like a revolving door can be stopped if the prosecutor is granted a hearing.
If.
To attempt to convince a judge that someone is willfully and persistently trying to avoid justice by not showing up.
And I want you to set bail.
Can you do that after 2, or do you got to wait till 4 or 6?
Well, we don't know the answer to that question yet. We're going to try after 2, okay?
But that's up to a judge, as is the criteria for willful and persistent.
How did you not know that?
What a joke.
That's not a knock on the law. I mean,
a joke.
But, you know,
well, he doesn't know because
your buddies put it
depends
on
which liberal judge you get. That's all it is. I mean, this is hats off to Dave McKinley, by the way, and Channel 2. You better keep this guy. He's the only, I'm telling you, nobody else, not Channel 4, not Channel 7. If I'm wrong, guys, and you did an interview, please send it over. We'll play it on the podcast. We'll play it on the radio show. I haven't seen it. This has been out here for a while. This report was done last week on February 5th. I haven't seen a single
interview with Flynn or anybody else from anybody on Channel 4 or Channel 7 or Channel 2 outside of Dave McKinley.
Still waiting to find out why the FBI was in City Hall.
Well, yeah. Well, Channel 7's all over that, though, remember? We are all over that story, they said.
All over it.
They're keeping it to themselves, but hey, they're all over it.
By the time that story breaks, it'll be 15 years from now.
Oh, please.
Like, oh, yeah.
By the time that story breaks, it'll break on national news.
Yeah.
And then the local news will go, I guess we have
Fox
to pick it up.
Pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a minute left in this clip, not even.
Any guidance so far by the court system is that they've been given the mandate to go in the Webster's Dictionary and look up what willful and persistent means. Until we get case law on this that actually spells out what willful and persistent is, then it's up to each individual judge.
Prosecutors can also push for a hearing to set bail on someone charged with a crime and released if they reoffend while their case is pending. Such is the case with Sherman Price, who was charged with felony burglary, made his initial appearance, but then allegedly committed several more burglaries.
Several
Chautauqua judge sided with prosecutors at such a hearing
and
ordered Price held on $50,000.
Several. Felony burglary. Felony burglary. The guy didn't jaywalk, right?
Right.
Felony.
He broke into
burglary.
Somebody's house.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, if some kid got pulled over with a little pot on him or something like that, okay,
sure.
I get it, right? Felony burglary.
Right.
Felony. Felony.
Well, you had felony assaults. You had so here's what you have released in New York. You've had a rapist released. You've had a murderer released. You've had the woman who assaulted, I think it's up to like 12 Orthodox Jewish women, right? You had the guy who attacked a police officer. Remember, with his partner going, please, sir, get off of him. Please, sir, get off of him. Honest to God, if I'm that partner, I'm like, I'm no offense, ma'am, but you are no longer my partner. I will not. There is no way in hell I would have got. I would continue to go out and work with a person like that.
Way.
What is going on, though? How the question with that case is, how did she become a police officer? I mean, don't you have to go through actual like training? Like,
he
you
would
know.
Think.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, like stopping bad guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. just amazing. There's another clip here I want to play. This is, let's move to the green light law because this is, it kind of like goes along with the same thing. So this is, you know, New York State again. Kathy Hochul comes out. All these, you know, folks come out and say, well, you know, they're just, Trump is being vindictive. I mean, to get rid of the Nexus pass, to talk about GOES and start to, you know, they had a press conference this past week. The attorney, U.S. Attorney's Office, customs officers, they addressed the green light law. And if you didn't, you know, the Democrats, I mean, honest to God, they just make themselves look so foolish. It's unbelievable. But this is a little bit for the press conference where they talked about why they're restricting this stuff. I'm not sure how long this clip is, but we'll give it a go and see if it works.
As the federal government and New York continue a political battle over the state's green light law and prepare to fight it out in court, federal law enforcement officials Monday in Western New York presented a unified front.
This isn't about licenses. This is about information and sharing information.
The green light law grants people in the country illegally the right to apply for a driver's license, but it also restricts federal immigration agencies from immediate access to State Department of Motor Vehicle records.
My understanding is the fact of the matter is for 49 other states, they can access that information. They can access it for one state, and that state is New York.
Last week, the department...
By the way, he sold us on a bill of goods that said we will be able to track these people. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? So the deal was is that the reason we were going to give them driver's licenses is to make us safer.
Right.
We would know where they are.
Right.
Right? What a bunch of bullshit that is.
Yep.
We have less rights than they do.
Yeah.
A lot less rights, right?
Oh, no question.
I get pulled over. They're ripping me out of the car if I don't hand me
how many phone tickets do you have for talking on a cell phone?
A few,
right? Now, all you got to do now is say, no hablo español or no hablo inglés. And you're good. They should just say, "Oh, no, I'm sorry. Be on your way, sir."
Yeah,
what a joke. Can we play the rest?
Never be able to bring it up that I had multiple, you know, cell phone tickets. Never know, right?
No, they'll never look at it. What a joke. Let's see if I can get this to play again.
Information, sharing information.
The green light law grants people in the country illegally the right to apply for a driver's license, but it also restricts federal immigration agencies from immediate access to State Department of Motor Vehicle records.
My understanding is the fact of the matter is for 49 other states, they can access that information. They can access it for one state, and that state is New York.
Last week, the Department of Homeland Security barred New Yorkers from enrollment or re-enrollment in trusted traveler programs that expedite international travel. Although a driver's license is not required to enroll in the programs and applicants must do an in-person interview with an officer, Customs and Border Protection says access to the DMV database is imperative to establishing an individual is low risk.
We need to make sure that we do that full vetting and use all the tools that we have in our toolbox to make that assessment.
And although other federal agencies do have access to the data, immigration officials say those agencies have signed an agreement not to share it.
Nice. They have federal agencies to operate. You know, there's not a holistic fix that is coming through right now. So the government does not have a holistic fix. The state has not given ICE or CBP a holistic fix to fix the dilemma.
Western District U.S. Attorney J.P. Kennedy says the issues go far beyond border crossing, listing numerous ways DHS agents utilize DMV records to ensure public safety.
Those federal law enforcers fight drug trafficking, firearms trafficking, murder, racketeering, and extortion, crimes of violence, cybercrime, money laundering, economic espionage, telemarketing, financial fraud, human trafficking, sexual assault, child exploitation, in addition to national security and illegal immigration.
What he just did is said, here, welcome home.
Welcome home.
Here, you are welcome in this state. That list of all those scumbags and dirtbags that he just mentioned, that's exactly who. Yep. And when Andrew Cuomo and Marky Poloncarz says, the population is up in our town. Yep, that's who we have.
Right? That's exactly
MS-13
right.
MS-13 gang members.
That's exactly right.
And make sure you register them, Mark. Make sure you go out and get them a chicken dinner on registration day and you pick up the tab for them so they get registered. But what an absolute joke.
Yep.
Between this state and California, they're going to turn into Venezuela for sure.
So I remember a few years ago in the last, I don't know how long ago it was, but they did the population. I remember Poloncarz coming out in the tweet, see, we're growing Western New York. We were up 6,000 people, which is a joke in of itself. But when you looked at the numbers, what you realize is that we brought in 25,000 refugees from all over the world, including places like Somalia and Libya. And, some are real nice folks. Some are like Ilhan Omar, who are American-hating criminals, like she is, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at the numbers, you say, okay, well, wait a minute now. We brought in 25 refugees from around the world, which means we actually lost 19 Americans out of Western New York.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
No,
our
population shrank, Mark.
The people that grew up here are fleeing.
Right. Our population shrank.
The people who know the system here are leaving in droves, right? But the illegals don't know any better. Oh, I'll go to Buffalo.
So,
free welfare, okay.
The Democrat Party, make no mistake, is now the party of the criminals, illegal aliens, right? That's who they're pandering to. I mean, look at this. Who are they pandering to with the bail reform? Criminals, right? They want criminals to be released from prison to be able to get their voting rights back. They have bail reform also in New York, where if you're 55 years old, they're going to automatically be eligible for parole, even if you were arrested for murder at, let's say, age 45. So who are they pandering to? Are they pandering to the GM worker? No. Yeah.
Well, they're losing the black vote, right? They're losing the black vote. So the next step is the criminals, right?
Yep.
Make sure we appease the criminals and the illegals and get that vote back.
Yep.
They're trying their best.
Unfortunately,
it's going to burn them on a national level. It's going to burn them. A party is a dumpster fire right now.
It really is.
Absolute dumpster fire. It's a joke. That Saturday Night Live clip, by the way, that you,
awesome.
You sent me.
Just classic.
That just shows you, right? I mean, liberal Saturday Night Live is now starting to laugh and make fun of the Democrat Party, right?
Yep.
That is the headline. That's how they opened up Saturday Night Live this week. You know that party is on fire.
Yeah. The Bernie guy was the best. I can do Bernie even better, but the makeup and the hair and everything else was just perfect. The guy's got the accent, but he's got the hand signal down. I'm not sure why Bernie's always doing this, but it seems as if he wants you to follow the words on a screen. Maybe I can get Lily to edit this and actually put words in underneath my hands. I don't know, whatever. It is ridiculous. So now Mini Mike, I don't know if you saw this, Mike, but Mini Mike Bloomberg, the audio out this morning, he's finished. He's done. Stick a fork in him. It's over for him.
He was done before he started.
But did you hear this latest clip? You may not have heard this. This just broke this morning. Literally. This is now, it's Tuesday. Okay. Now, this is going to probably air Wednesday by the time we release this.
Yeah, it's Tuesday
this,
morning, by the way. New Hampshire closes tonight. My understanding is he did win one town, Mini Mike, but I guess it was five people and three voted for him.
Five so people did, and three voted in his name. Yeah. Well, that's going to be the last thing he wins because here's Mini Mike talking about, you know, really, I don't know how he's going to get out of this one, but he's talking about criminals and the black community and whatnot, and you'll be amazed. This is classic. This is, again, though, why nobody likes Mike Bloomberg. Nobody likes Mike Bloomberg. He has no well, three people in that little town did in New Hampshire, I guess, but outside of that, nobody does. This is Mike Bloomberg, I don't know when, but a while ago, apparently. This is subcaption, too, so you want to watch
whenever
this on the
I think of Mike, I think of him having a tough time seeing over the desk.
Yes. Well, he's tiny. He's like 5 foot, what, three or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. They are male minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York. It's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that are getting killed. She's going to be wanting to spend the money, put a lot of cops in the street, put those cops where the crime is, which means in minority neighborhoods. So this is one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes. That's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them. And then they start, they say, oh, I don't want to get caught, so they don't bring the gun. They may still have a gun, but they leave it at home.
So that'll win the black vote. That'll definitely he's gonna
he's
he,
right, though.
He should be at 50% of the black vote. No, he's definitely right. But the way he says it though, I mean look.
Oh yeah. Well, that's say, not well, bad. You can't
take
run
the gun
Democrat
and
party with
throw him up against the wall against and frisk wall, him. Yeah. That's not right either. But
no,
I will say this: he's right in the fact that you know we know who's committing a lot of the gun violence in this country. We know where it's being committed. It's not being committed in Williamsville. It's not being committed in Amherst, right? If you looked at a heat map of the shootings in Chicago, I can assure you it's not in Hyde Park, right? It's all over the, you know, the bad parts.
He's absolutely right about putting cops on the streets. That's not what the Democrat Party wants to do. They're doing
no, they're
the
releasing
opposite.
Them. Yeah, no,
they're releasing these people. Yeah, they're putting them back on the streets. They're twice, three times, four times, 10 times. I mean, you know, even before this, these liberal judges would, you know, give sentences to these people. Child molester, 3 years. Are you kidding
exactly.
me? Right? You know. Multiple felony burglaries, you know, 6 years. Get out on good behavior in two. Come on. Joke.
It really is. There's one
but
more.
You're right. Put the cops on every single, you know, what
but the thing is, but they just release
them. That's how Giuliani cleaned up New York City.
Yeah, but they just release them now. What's the point, right? Look at Chicago, right? So, yeah, you have the cops in the right neighborhoods, and the cops will tell you, like the police chiefs will tell you flat out, we know exactly who the problem people are.
Yeah.
We know who the gangbangers are. We know who the problem. But the problem is when we arrest them, these liberal judges put them right back on the streets.
Yep.
And so they commit crimes again and again with impunity. Look at New York. We had multiple people in New York fire guns at other people in public spaces. They were out the same afternoon with gift cards for the subway system and gift cards to Applebee's. That's no joke. It's the truth.
There's
no consequences for it. So, anyway, I have one more clip here, and this clip really just goes to show that, you know, when you advance people based on their sex or their appearance or whatever, as opposed to their intelligence
their
or maybe their
and friendship in the organization, as opposed to their knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. This is what you get. MSNBC is what you get, and this is Katie Turr, who, honest to God, has got to be one of the stupidest people on television. How she even has a job outside of an ice cream stand is beyond me. But Katie Turr is the one who, by the way, is Trump made fun of, if you remember. She was trying to ask a question. You can spit it out. Come on, you can say it. Come on, you can say it. You can say it. Well, here's her again.
That was one of his first interviews, too. Yeah. It had to be, a day or two after he declared
classic.
Or a week after he declared.
And he's so right.
You can do it.
The fact that she continues to have a job is just shocking.
The fact that network is still around is shocking, Glenn.
No doubt.
Who in the world is advertising on that? More people listen to our radio show, and we go out to Western New York and South Florida. and more people listen to that radio show than watch MSNBC across the entire goddamn country. Yeah. How in the world do they survive? I mean, you know, you can say they can say all they want. Well, it's not all about money. It is all about money. Who is paying to keep them around?
Well, this is, honest to gosh, this reminds me of the Pinocchio commercial. You know, it's the, I think I hear
you
this.
Have potential.
You have potential. This is what Katie must look at herself in the mirror every day and go, you can do this. You have potential. This is the glittering, what does Rush call it? The colossal, what is it? Glittering jewel of colossal ignorance, we'll say, owed to Rush Limbaugh. But here's Katie Turr interviewing a political guest from Washington Post. Fortunately, the Washington Post guy at least corrects her and explains to her. But listen to this clip. It's really quite amazing.
From office. I will say, though, that I think the most telling stat of this disparity is because it required a two-thirds majority in the Senate, you could essentially have senators from just the 7%, representing 7% of the population of the country. That would have been enough to acquit him. So there's that the imbalance as it existed probably wasn't great from a Democratic standpoint, but it could have been much, 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 much worse.
Broaden this out, though. It's not just impeachment. It serves to affect policies and legislation that ends up getting through the House or not getting through the House or not getting through the Senate.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I think that's part of what's concerned Democrats. Now, I have heard this argument, which I think is compelling, that you have these open areas in the middle of the country that need to have some skin in the game to some extent, right? And so part of the goal of the Senate is to make it so that there is value in living in Wyoming and weighing in on things, as opposed to just being like, well, I guess I'm just going to see what California and New York want to do. Like, I get that argument. It is, however, the case that it often comes down to, particularly given how many of those states are so red and so consistently Republican, it makes it difficult for Democrats who tend to have a majority of the population in these states. It makes it hard for them to actually affect change in the Senate.
It's also
That is the point, actually. But this gets point, better. Yeah. When she
we
talks
don't want
about
New York City and the Los Angeles running the entire country.
Exactly.
We've seen what needles and shit
that's
and
right.
streets look like. We don't like it.
That's why they structured it the way they did. That's why there are two Genius. Houses of Congress, the upper and the lower house. That's why each state has two senators, and it's not based on just population. So, I mean, the genius of our founding fathers really can't be underestimated.
Almost
really
godlike, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, they thought through everything. I mean, really amazing. At the same time, they were trying to fight for their freedom. Let me play the rest of this clip, though, because you're going to say something here that you're going to go, what? Just amazing.
Judges and the way judges have been appointed. Not only the judges that Donald Trump has appointed since he's been in office, the judges that were not appointed when President Obama was in office. I'm thinking thinking of Merrick Garland in particular.
Right. Yeah, uses Brett Kavanaugh, who Brett Kavanaugh is a bit of a conundrum.
So what's the resolution to there that? Is gerrymandering something that would help improve the situation? How does that sort of divide promote consensus in the Senate?
So here comes the guest. Here comes the guest having to correct her. Now, mind you,
not
Katie,
allowed to do that.
Katie, well, they do obviously for congressional districts,
yeah,
right? So they redraw the lines. But what's the difference with the Senate position? It would be the entire state that votes for the senators, right? There's no gerrymandering. And so this is their political...
Maybe we can cut off this Republican district of the state.
Right. We let them vote. He has to correct her. This is how ridiculous this is.
In the House.
Well, I mean, they're the only resolution. Gerrymandering's not going to do anything because in the Senate, we're talking about states, right?
Yeah.
So you can't gerrymander states.
Right.
The only
that.
Solution...
I knew that. Right. I mean...
Maybe we could cut off Clarence.
Honest to gosh.
And
the fact that she asked that question, though, I mean, the fact that she doesn't know. Katie Turr doesn't know. She has no idea. In fact, I'm not even sure Katie Turr understands that there's a Senate and a House of Representatives, that there's a two-chambered Congress in this country, legislature in this country. She's their political reporter.
Right.
If this is like,
a national level, go on.
Right.
A national level. You're not talking about, running no offense to Spectrum News, but Spectrum News, weekend 30-minute broadcast on Sunday at 6:30 in the morning, right?
Right.
It's a national political show.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a moron. I don't know what else to say. Anyway, that's going to do it for us, folks. Anything else you want to talk about, Mike? Markets are good. Things continue to be strong.
Markets have been good. Yeah, they've been strong. But, look, last month we've been sort of trading in a range here. And I continue to say, be diversified. Don't fall into the market's at a high. It can't go higher. It can, but we're a little bit long in the tooth probably for a correction. So, the key is if you can find somebody who can time the market, I'd like to hear from them. We've been in the business 20-something years and never found anybody that can successfully do that. What we do know works is making subtle adjustments over time. And I could tell you our portfolios into the strength have been rebalancing and taking a little profits off the table. And as the markets correct at some point, and they will, that's the natural, you know, flow and ebb and flow of the market, we're going to go back to buying. So, you know, just be patient. Make sure you stick with your plan. And I continue to say embrace technology, because technology will be your friend to allow you to make those subtle rebalancing moves along the way, so you don't get trapped into a portfolio that was 60% stocks and now it's 80% stocks. And when the market does correct, it hits you harder than if you just made the subtle adjustments along the way and stuck with that 60% allocation. So make sure you're, you know, working with an advisor that's embracing technology. I met with a couple actually last night, Ron Pierce and I, and you know, they were in just what I would call old school stuff. You know, they had purchased some investments that you and I, Glenn, would have used for these clients in 1980. It's mm-hmm. not 1980 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, embrace the technology, embrace the toolboxes that are out there. You know, some of the time-tested principles of asset allocation and diversification still working. That old school stuff still works. You just got to put the new nice chassis on it to be able to do it a little quicker. And if you do that, I think you'll be successful over time. But no, looks great. Look at the dumpster fire. The Democrat Party still blowing up. That's a good thing. Trump, if I was Trump, I'd just let him talk. In fact, when he gets to the debates, whether it's Bernie or Biden or Elizabeth Warren, I would just invite the rest of them back up on stage and say, here's my time. Let them talk, right? Because now you've got, I mean, they're arguing about health care, who's going to pay for it, right? Which is great, because that's exactly the problem in the Democrat Party. It's gone way too far to the left, and they're arguing about it now. Joe's calling them out. Joe Biden is calling them out. Who's going to pay for all this, Bernie? Who's going to pay for all of it? I love it. I love it. By the way, I'd love to see Bernie as a candidate. He would be, he'd give us so much material.
Oh, my
Either
God.
Way, every single one of them is going to get their ass kicked.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter.
He's going to walk into office. He's going to make the second term of Reagan look really, really weak when this one's done. But I would say I would like to see, I still think it's going to be Biden, but I would, the material that a Sanders would give us would be endless for the next 20 years.
Well, we'll know this week what the media thinks about Bloomberg, because either they're going to take this sound clip and they're going to absolutely destroy him with it, or they're going to bury it completely and not talk about it at all. So you'll know right out of the gate here, Mini Mike.
My guess is Bloomberg exactly what they'll think about him. Because I don't think he's that much of a threat. I think they want to go after and spend their time after
maybe
Mayor Pete. And
taking out the front runners.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Exactly.
Yep. I have one more clip here. By the way, if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living, as Mike just mentioned. We have a great team of investment professionals. Go to our website. You can find out all of our social media links and all the stuff that we do, our different departments, at thefinancialguys.com. Again, thefinancialguys.com, or just financialguys.com. We own both those domains now. So financialguys.com is the place where you're going to find all of our different departments, our links to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and more, wherever else we are, YouTube and so on. One last clip. This is going to require, if you're not watching this, I would go to our Twitter feed and you'll be able to see this, or go to the YouTube channel, watch this video. This video here is 16 seconds, Mike, and it just sums up the whole Democrat Party in Iowa. They're giving a speech talking about it.
On my way, and I was watching
this. The sign falls off the podium. I'll give you a tease, just a spoiler alert. It's just perfect. It's a real quick sound clip here. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It just is the way karma works.
I understand why maybe raw preference numbers can't be altered, but if there are mathematical rounding errors, why can't those be adjusted?
Because these sheets are signed not only by the precinct chair and the precinct secretary.
guys talking about rounding numbers so they can win.
No, we
sign off on them. Like, votes matter.
Yeah, and then the sign falls off. He's like,
it's a rounding error. Yeah, round it up in your favor.
Yeah, round it up. How is a rounding error? Like, Mayor Pete got 12 more points than he was supposed to. That's not rounding. Rounding is like a fraction. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, the fact that the sign falls off the podium and they can't even get a vote right. And then, of course, Trump was in New Hampshire this week. It just annihilates Nancy. He's like, he was mumbling behind me. I don't know what she was talking. I'm giving a straight speech, and she's behind me mumbling. I don't know. She's talking to herself. It's crazy. So that's
like
a great song,
though,
too.
And I'll give her credit where credit's due, and I think you mentioned this maybe last week on the show, but she pushes forward, right?
Oh, yeah,
totally
no matter
disagree
what.
With her agenda. Yeah. I think she's totally shot, but she does bring those Democrats together and continues to push forward. I give her
She's done more to bring the Republicans together than the Democrats, that's for sure. So thank you for that, Nancy. We appreciate it. All right, Mike. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We're the Financial Guys, folks. Again, we do manage money for a living, and this is the podcast where money meets politics. So find out everything we do and follow us on all of our social media accounts or listen to our radio show. Don't forget, we've got Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on this coming Saturday, February 15th. You're not going to want to miss that. So WBEN, WFTL, Wham in Rochester, and again, of course, the podcast. But again, thank you for listening, folks. Do appreciate it. TheFinancialGuys.com. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Financial Guys Podcast.